There are only a few weeks until new charges are set to hit all Ohio electric bills, and there's still no repeal of the disputed law that created those charges. Now the Attorney General has filed a second lawsuit involving collection of that money. This suit from AG Dave Yost seeks to immediately stop the collection of $2.35 in monthly charges on all Ohio electric bills, which would start January 1st and total $150 million a year statewide, with that money bound for Ohio's two nuclear power plants, as well as coal and solar subsidies. A lawsuit Yost filed in September sought to allow the money to be collected, but to be held from going to Energy Harbor, the former First Energy subsidiary that now owns the nuclear plants. There are four bills at the State House that would repeal the bailout, which federal investigators say became law as part of a $61 million bribery scheme involving Republican former House Speaker Larry Householder, four other people, and a utility believed to be First Energy. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.